It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where for the past, guessing it's been close to 7 years now, I've been helping people understand the complexity of who we are as human beings. And yes, we're in a physical body, no doubt about that. But we are also spiritual, we're intellectual, and we're emotional. And I don't think anyone would say that they aren't familiar with their emotions. I'm sure no one would say that they don't understand their physical, although they may not understand all the nuances of being physical. But I have as a guest today that's going to help us understand the spiritual realm of who we are as human beings. And I was sharing with Michael before we started recording an experience that I had had last night. And it kind of was bizarre on my end a little bit, because I've had these moments of seeing light as I'm going to sleep and opening my eyes to make sure that I didn't leave a light on in the room and it would be dark. But last night it was like a flashing, almost like a neon light. It was like a strobe, and it would come and go within seconds. And it did this for several minutes before I was able to go to sleep. So Michael and I were kind of discussing what that was all about. Before we get started, if you want to see all of the shows, or you want to listen to all of the shows that are archived, you go to www.synergyconnectionradio.com. And the shows are all archived there, and there's a synopsis for each show, so you can determine whether or not you want to listen to a particular show or a particular guest. Also, obviously, I'm on Spotify and iHeartRadio, Google, and Apple. So you can go to your favorite Apple podcast or Spotify podcast or whichever one you like the most, and you can keep the show there for your listening pleasure. I am considering in 2026 going into the actual visual part of this and doing YouTubes. I have to kind of gear myself up for that part. But at any rate, the shows are there and they're there for your enjoyment. And, you know, please feel free to contact me if you want more information. Definitely contact my guest, because their links are all there for you. Additionally, you can receive a 15% discount if you go to the link for Boomers Forever Young. And this is a product I've been using for over 8 years. Products, I should say, not just product. One of their newest ones is pretty miraculous. If you have an autoimmune disorder, I think you may want to try this. It's called Myotrol. And so it's Myotrol. Myotrol, I don't even know how to begin to explain what it does to people, but for the most part, it provides stamina, strength, just energizes you, helps with the rebuilding of muscle, because as we age, we do lose muscle mass. And even if you're an exerciser like Michael is, muscle mass is something that does diminish over time. And after the age of 50, and of course, I think he's in his 20s, but after the age of 50, you lose 1% a year. So by the time you're 70, you've lost 20%, which is why so many people fall and break a hip or break a leg or do something that, you know, is obviously going to take time to recover from. So the Myotrol, I believe, is a wonderful addition to just being healthy. The company does have a 60-day guarantee on all their products. If you haven't felt anything in 45 days, send it back. They're going to credit your whatever credit card you used. So you have nothing to lose, and in my estimation, maybe everything to gain. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started. And the topic of today's show is, are there angels in your life? And like I said, I've been talking to Michael a little bit now, and I know that when I was 17, I almost died. I did have a near-death experience from it. I was bleeding from every aspect of your body. My veins had collapsed. But what I experienced was this person that was at the end of my bed. And I remember very clearly saying to that person, maybe it was just in my head, but I was saying, am I going to be okay? And the message I got was, you have much to accomplish in your life and you're going to be fine. And I let it go. I was just like, okay, I'm going to be fine. And from that point on, there's a lot of things that I can do that other people can't do. And I'm just beginning to understand that probably every single day. Last night, the Morse code that I was getting was definitely a sign that, yeah, it's time for you to step up to the next level. And maybe that's why Michael came into my life, was to help me do that. So, Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Lucy. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm thrilled to have you on. And of course, you're a friend of mutual friends, and that's Mark Anthony. And probably you know a lot of other people that I don't know, but Mark has been a wonderful guest over several years now, and I'm sure you will be too. So, are there angels floating around for us? You know, do we have guardian angels? What would you say?
Yes, and absolutely. And they're just, if you want to call them unconditional love beings, if anybody gets hung up on particular word choice, just the universe is really big. It's loving, loves the fabric of the universe. But I think what I would say to anybody out there, whether you're a skeptic or a believer, you've had your own experiences, is however you want to roll is how you're going to roll. And how you want to spend your energy is how you're going to spend it. And where you want to put your focus is where you want to put your focus. So don't let anything I say sort of influence you, unless you're like, no, he's pretty enthusiastic. I can allow for this. So, angels exist. Trust that this is so. And answers and much more, like hugs and seeing full on, can easily happen.
If a person were to receive a hug from an angel, what do you think that feels like for most people?
I think there's about 1,000 ways you can feel a hug, and I'll try to describe a few in a second. And then if you really want to get creative about this, it's really like one angel. Like, I'll hold up a pink photo in case this is ever video one day, but a pink ball of light in a photo, joy. She's cosmic, she's fun, she's joy, the ambassador, the emotion joy. No one hug from her has to be the same. And it's kind of like if you asked, I don't know, 150 angels a day, and you got 150 different people asking the same question daily for 10 years. Believe it or not, even though that question, we know what it is. What is compassion? Okay, 150 people asking 150 times a day for 10 years. No two answers have to be the same. Angels are that darn creative. And so, same thing with a hug. It could be a wind in the room in the extreme. It could be just a little yummy in the tummy, warmth, ripple down the back, a single goosebump on the left arm if you're really resisting tough. You're almost like Christmas Carol Scrooge in the opening scene with the soup and the cracker and the cheese. And so, wherever you're putting yourself is where you're putting yourself. And angels don't want to interfere. I don't like to tell anybody anything, except I've got to talk during a show, whether I'm a guest or a show host. And that's why this is so important to understand what is unconditional love. It means you're always getting the best experience in this exact moment, whether we believe it or not. And I love what a sports commentator said one time. Experience is what you get when you don't get what you want.
That's very profound. Very true, also. Interesting. So, a lot of times, I've had people tell me that they just feel a warmth, you know, like this warm sensation coming over their body. And I'm guessing that that would also be like an affirmation, at least, or a hug from an angel, guardian angel, guide. Would that be true?
Absolutely. Put yourself in their shoes. You're just wide open. You don't have this thing called human thinking, which is judging, reacting, fear, worry, stress, and about 19 other of those words. So remember, resisting what is, which is what we do all day long when we do most of our thinking. We love to judge, can't help it. But if you could just see what thinking is, it's kind of negativity, or sometimes our thinking, if we're like, oh my God, that was the coolest thing ever, then it's kind of neutral. But thinking, I'm gonna walk my dog is not walking the dog. Thinking about going surfing is not surfing. And so, as soon as you recognize the difference between being up in the brain and in the heart, as a kid, you were there all the time. When you do sports, sing, and about a million other activities, you're in your heart, making a great Caesar salad, reading poetry, putting your feet up and sitting by the fireplace, getting a hug, giving a hug, your dog, anything. But there's 40 million ways to be up in the brain. Look at social media, watch the news, react to something, don't like that neighbor, get stuck in traffic. And so as soon as you realize the difference between awareness and thinking, the two different flows, awareness is the heart, love, whatever you want to call it, the force from Star Wars, the good stuff. All the good moments in life happen there. As soon as you really realize the difference, doesn't take a near-death experience, close car accident, anything like that, or getting a visitation by an angel in full human form, the jig is up. You have no more excuses, but people still find a way to bury themselves for 10 to 20 to 30 years before they pay attention. And so, in a way, this is how much do you really want to pay attention? And it's a little bit Alice in Wonderland, a lot of the rabbit hole or the red and blue pill. And the good news is, this is all about happiness and having more fun and relaxing and let the universe, the flow, work with you. That's why I love artists and musicians and even business people. They have business sense. It's called listening. They just know their business model. They know that by being patient and listening and paying attention, they do better business.
One of the things that I've even told the kids that I work with, because I'm still a psychotherapist, is, God gave us two ears so that we would listen twice as much as we speak. And I know that a lot of times parents, when I've worked with them, getting them to just ask the simple question, like what, when, where, who, how kind of questions. Ask the question and then don't say anything else. Because as a parent, I think, I fell into that category too. You have a tendency to want to go kind of like on and on, explaining yourself. And you really don't need to explain yourself. You just need to say a question when you're trying to find out answers and then listen. And I think that's true of our angels. I think they sit along the sideline of our life for years, probably, like you say, and they just get probably very bored because they'd like to interact with us. But we never ask. We never, really say anything to them like, okay, I'm open to you coming in and guiding me. And I know in the last, I think I maybe shared this with you, but I have with our listeners over the years. When my husband was in ICU 3.5 years before he died, the doctor left me with him because he said he has 1.5 hours to live. And it was because of his oxygen level at the time. It was only 78%. And they couldn't take him to surgery to take the fluid off of his heart because it needed to be at 98%. And so they just walk out. But I have always been a pretty good listener. And I am hearing in my head, put your right hand on the top of his head, put your left hand on his heart. And I'm like, he's going to die in 1.5 hours. Why am I doing that? But that's my intellectual, my brain doing that. My heart said, follow their directions. And it's exactly what I did. And 30 seconds later, his oxygen level was 98%. And they came running down and they said, oh my God, we can take him to surgery. His doctor told me later that that was impossible. Now, I will tell you a really fun fact that I haven't told you. And that's when I moved into my new apartment because I just relocated. When I moved into it, the doctor's last name that told me that was impossible is a very well-known cardiology name throughout the United States, and that's Patel, Patel. So the Patel family from India, I think half of them are probably medical doctors. I move into my unit. And I get introduced to the man that's across the hall from me, and his last name is Patel. And he's a oncologist. So he's not in the cardiology area, he's in the oncology area. But I thought, what an interesting, I mean, there's lots of reasons I'm back here, but what an interesting factor that these little synchronicities, if you will, kind of have been bubbling up over time, is to understand that we don't live in a void. I mean, we have multiple dimensions where we are residing. And yet, because we work from our intellect and not from our heart, we fail to see them.
Absolutely. And just for folks at home, angels can alter your path. You can have any answers to any questions, all languages spoken, all dialects, tons of humor. And while that's really cool, and you can do this as a group, so people can do joint seeing, hearing, and feeling. There are photos of angels. You've got, I think on some of my shows, you got light flying by, and it's not just balls of light, other shapes. Angels just know how to work your personality. And by that, I just mean they know how to maneuver through all your value systems. You don't like sushi, but you like the New York Jets, or you like the Green Bay Packers, but you don't like the LA Chargers. The point is, then how to say everything just right so it hits home and you go, oh, and you take note. Now, will you pay attention a week later, a moment later? You got something called ego. It's pretty clever. It has a clipboard. It's like Julie McCoy from The Love Boat. And it will tell you, well, this is such great advice. It was such a special experience. We just met an angel. And a week later, we'll start whatever it was we're supposed to start. And 2 years goes by and you never started. That never came. So the big message is maybe the time is now. There's no such thing as you need to do something first to prepare, or you need to wait for something to happen. You have a big heart, it's shiny. And if you would just trust it more, just like our beautiful host Lucy was talking about, your heart already knows what to do, how to listen. It's the heart doing the listening, or the Zen thing, hearing without hearing or seeing without seeing. It's just being and connecting to all there is.
Did you know, because I didn't know this until a couple of years ago, did you know that you have 40 million brain cells that actually are in your heart?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. The HeartMath Institute out in California has been doing all kinds of research. They have a piece of equipment, it's little, called the Inner Balance device. And I've used it before with people and with myself. But yeah, the research that they were showing is that we have these 40 million brain cells, and that helps your intuition, which is in your heart, that it helps it make sound decisions rather than we tend to stay in our brains about 92% of the time. And so we don't make very sound decisions in life, based on being there.
I love it. I believe that one of the kind of co-founders, not the original founder, and he was temporary CEO for a little while. I'm blanking on his name in California. He was a guest on the show at this end and was wonderful.
Well, if you think of it, let me know.
I'm just
yeah,
blanking on that.
I just I think children, before they probably get to into preschool, I'm not so sure since daycare starts at infancy anymore. We don't have that extended family around that used to take care of babies until they were ready to go to kindergarten. But I know that infants, they can see who you are. And I tell people to go into a grocery store where it's busy. And if you are near a child and they keep staring at you they'll turn around and look at you, they still see all of the auras. They see who you are spiritually. And then by the time they're usually 4 or 5, they've forgotten how to do that. And we don't remember how to do it again unless we have these kind of experiences that you and I are talking about. Normally, people don't remember anything about it until they get to be in their mid-80s and they're kind of on their way out. And then that veil is much thinner. And so they are visited quite often by deceased relatives. And they don't have to be in the process of dying. It's just that they will begin to see the other side. And so the fear of dying, I think, diminishes at that point.
Lucy, under the banner of why wait, we might give you some, if you are taping this, we might give you the excuse to post this on YouTube somehow as sort of a dipping a toe in the pool. I could always light some sage. I've done this on other radio shows before on like Coast to Coast AM, and people have caught the sage. So for folks at home who can't see anything right now, I'm holding up a red-tailed hawk feather and one of those shells that are the rainbow shells. I forgot what they're called. And a Crate and Barrel tea light with some sage in there. I can light it. So people just imagine the smoke. You're going to get a dad joke, and then you can catch a campfire sage smell. But Lucy, we can use you as the guinea pig too. You've done this with me before. People trust what you're going through. So you can see a flame from a green Bic lighter. I'm lighting the sage. And now we've got some smoke. It's Juniper Ridge, if people like Juniper Ridge, California company. And here's the sage. You can leave your eyes on it, but if you're at home and you don't have a visual, close your eyes and breathe extra, mouth open a little. Allow angels, the universe, and if you need a setting your intent, final ingredient, just be like, hey, angels, make it nice. Get me out of my head, into my heart. Help me smell the sage that Mike or Michael's lighting in Texas. And I'm wafting it with a feather towards you all. It doesn't matter if it's 2030, 2027, and you're in Toledo. or Berlin. Okay, are you getting the sage, Lucy?
Yes, I am.
And I tell people to play this over, but only if it's the video version. And anybody who's really already got it, you can ask angels to bring you flowers. You don't have to have anybody light anything for you. Might be flowers from childhood. If you're from Nantucket, it's Rosa rugosa. If you're from overseas, it's hibiscus in Hawaii or somewhere exotic down in Latin America. Angels know how to make it nice. So angels come in all shapes, sizes, and colors with all different sorts of purposes. I think there's like not a trillion angels, but a lot of angels. They're unconditional love, so there's no desire to interfere. It's back to that. Pretend you knew someone else's situation. You've been through seven divorces, but they're on their first, and you've always had a good divorce attorney, so you've handled it like a champ. You'd love to give some advice, but they're, you can tell they're not really in a position they want to listen. They kind of have to get their own experience. It's like learning how to swim or anything else, if you think about it, or parenting with kids. You give them a piano, they play violin. So if you're willing to pay attention and want to ask, you can get very direct answers. I mean, I think the record, Australians for some reason really know how to pay attention. Same thing with a third of the folks from India, but that's a big country. It's like 40 countries. There's just certain groups out there that know, oh, listening's really important, paying attention's important, and the universe is way bigger than we normally allow for it to be, especially when we're in a pinch, a bind, a pickle. That's when we get shut tight like an oyster and we have narrow vision, like those horse blinders. We only see things one way. We're not allowing for the broader flow. And so our consciousness is almost like dental floss. It's narrow, like Scrooge in Christmas Carol. And we're not really giving anything much of a chance. We're not allowing ourselves to grow or to allow what would be a broken ankle, a car wreck, or just getting laid off to be a positive thing. So that, like, hey, it was time. I needed to move on. I need to start my own company. I need to go on that vacation I put off for 10 years. I need to start breathing. Even though we're breathing every day, there's sort of that's the whole duality of man is you're breathing every single day of your life. But did you really take a breath? Did you really notice the sunrise, the sunset? Were you in the moment? When that's the true success of all is showing love always, finding a way that no matter what the external is, you are your authentic self. You're that inner fearless, peaceful warrior. Angels are here to help you with that through many lifetimes. And so you can have any layer and level of detail. What I love is, hey, it's great to get it in English if you speak English or Telugu if you're from India or Hindi. But you can also get a vision that's worth 10,000 words. And you can just get a hug, but you can also have your hand held. And sometimes a hug is going to do a lot better than even a vision because you just need basic comfort. You kind of already know what you're supposed to do, but you're feeling very alone. So angels are there. They see you 24/7. You're not getting judged. This isn't a bad thing at all. Although you could spend at least a year, if you have an angel encounter, you might start looking up every time you want to talk to an angel and talking out loud. You don't have to do that. Don't get busted in front of the avocados at the supermarket talking to the sky, having a conversation with Audrey Hepburn, Archangel Michael, or your guardian angel. Yeah, you can do it quietly, but and I would argue it's what do you think half your intuition's been your whole life? You're taking that golf swing, you're winning the tournament, you're on hole 16, you got a huge stroke lead. You've never done better. And it's your grandmother coming through. She's passed over your favorite person on earth. She's been with you the whole time. And if grandma came through though and said, "Let's hit that ball and smack it. Hole in one, let's close this out and get our trophy." If it was grandmother's voice coming in, you might drop the club and leave the club. You might be like, "I'm leaving the golf course. I got to go find a shrink." But you think it's your voice saying, "Let's do it. Let's wrap this up. Let's take even a bigger lead. I got this." And that's what's going on all the time. I don't think people realize how surrounded they are. And the only other way I know how to say it is if love is a constant, love's the fabric of the universe. It's a lot to trust these days. If you believe in politics or war or there's bad people and you want to react to stuff all the time, because where you put yourself is where you put yourself. Do you want to live in fear? Do you want to react? Do you want to spend your time judging? It's not that you're not right in the judgment. You can be. But as soon as you see what that energy or lack of energy is about, lack of life force, you're really kind of cooked at that point. The more you allow for love, the more you shine love, the more you suddenly realize that is the only thing that matters. And I think you hear that all the time from near-death folks and others. Love truly is what counts. I mean, even the Beatles songs talk about that.
No, that's very true. I have one final question before we're done for our show today. Do you think that humans eventually become angels, or is that like a different sort of realm that we come into human existence to experience life and learn, but the angelic realm maybe is quite different?
I think there's a lot of ways to answer that. I think it's most important whatever the listener wants to believe, but I think they should leave that open. There are certainly angels, there's hundreds of angels available to folks. In the last 15 years I've been doing this, there's a lot of angels. I take photos of angels, that photos that can't move can move. You can see full on. And some of the angels have given their backstory, origin stories, whether it's galactic, other, and some have done stints as humans. And you can see an angel in full human form, getting away from the prior topic. You can just see an angel in full human form. I had a Dr. Karen Wyatt on who got to bump into her guardian angel on a beach, Redondo Beach, California, for 30 minutes and chat with her. And that happens to be my guardian angel, but also 80,000 other people's guardian angels. And it's a full silhouette of an angel in the photograph here. So I think it's really where is the person at who's listening? What are they ready to hear? And I think this is such a big process that as a kid, you were kind of ready to climb that nearest tree. And that's what this is all about, is you have no limits and enjoy love and life and let go more, trust more, think less. And as soon as you got to do adulting, then that's when the age-old burden of self-importance that all of mankind has kicked in. And you know something. And that something really blocks all the potentiality for both mankind and yourself. And so for some of us, it takes a lifetime to just allow and to let an angel come in. It might be dream time only. So I will leave it at this. If you just want to say yes to love, yes to the universe, assuming the universe is love, and yes to angels, tell them yes. Like, hey, I might be pretty tough to crack as an oyster. So hit me up in dream time. And I might not remember my dreams, but help me remember a dream at least once a month. And if you don't mind giving me synchronicities, license plates, trucks going by when I'm at the red light, and more. And here, one more way to say being in the heart, that's the world is your oyster. You knew it as a kid. And then shut tight like an oyster is all of us, like the temperature going up and down all day long, or the needle on the gauge going back and forth. Wait a minute, put on CNN or some other news source, you're going to freak out. And you're shut tight like an oyster. It's easy to judge. And harder is showing love always. And Mother Teresa said it best. You can meet her, reconciled, whatever you want to call it, unconditional love figure. When you judge people, you have no time to love them. So I'd like to leave it with that and just say the more you're practicing the love, the more you're giving a little like crack in the door for an angel to come in. And actually, they can answer anything. Once in a while, if you get pesky and you're asking too much, you might hear not now, or you'll just hear what you need to hear for the moment. You know, they can do big reveals. So it's pretty wild when people ask about, hey, who was that stranger I ran into in Santorini? They had amazing eyes. They helped me at the exact moment in my life, changed my whole career. And it turns out it was your guardian angel or Joseph or Archangel Michael or, you know, Audrey Hepburn in a different form there to lend a couple quick words that would completely impact you. You signed up for this lifetime, you have waypoints. And angels are there to at least make sure you hit a couple waypoints along the way.
That's a great way to end the show. It is. Thank you. I know you're going to be back. I guess I'm going to be on your show coming up shortly as well. So we're going to have fun with that. And please, anybody that's out there listening to this show, whether it's on a podcast or whether you stumbled on the website, wherever you're listening to it, share this show with your friends, your family, your loved ones. Help them understand that we do have support here in our human existence, but we have to reach out for it. We have to be open to it and say, yes, come on in and help me find my way. So I think that's what Michael's helping us do. In the meantime, I want everyone to go out there and please make this your very best day. Michael, thank you so much. And I'll have your links on the synopsis, on the different podcast sites, okay?
Thank you, Lucy.
You bet. All right, everyone. We'll see you next week. Have a great one.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.